it gave us an opportunity to show museum collections in a different context or a different visual context. So that instead of it being a straight on archaeological exhibition where the artifact would be explained in relation to stratigraphy or whatever you would, you know, try to make meaning in that way, this, you were looking at the object visually. I can remember there was a ball of string that was amazing and very prosaic objects suddenly became more interesting and more visually compelling than they would be in an archaeological context, because they were contextualized by Pippa's artwork, by the text, by being, I suppose, juxtaposed with a different sort of aesthetic representation. And I think that you know, a lot of people found it, shall we say, perhaps, if you weren't interested in the aesthetic, it could seem as though you were, in fact, not interpreting the object fully. But for me, it was another kind of layer of meaning that was coming out of looking at these things. So I found thinking strings stimulating, and it was a departure, but it also built on a whole relationship that we were starting to build with Pippa in particular, you know, because Pippa had designed a poster for the opening of the whale well,